Hey family, welcome once again to the PSD Experience, where we explore faith, life and leadership through the lens of the scripture and the reality of purpose. And I am your host, Pastor Stephen Dairo. You are welcome. You are welcome. On this episode, I will be sharing with us what I learned from this particular scripture of the Bible as I was reading it some time ago, Acts of Apostles chapter 14 verse 9 to 19. Acts of Apostles chapter 14 verse 9 to 19. This story in the scriptures is about how Paul and Barnabas went to the city of Lystra to minister, and something happened, and what they learned came as a result of this of what happened to Paul and Barnabas in the scriptures. This thing really hits me hard when I was reading it that day, and I learned a few lessons, and I'll be sharing these lessons with us. I pray that the Lord will bless us in the name of the Lord Jesus. In this passage, Paul had just healed a man who had been crippled from birth. The Bible says this man had been crippled from birth. He was born lame, and Paul healed this man. This man started walking, and the people of Lystra, they were happy. They started celebrating Paul and Barnabas. They started celebrating them, came together, even offered sacrifices unto them as if they were gods, because the Bible says that they called them names of their gods. They called Barnabas Zeus and they called Paul Hermes, as if they were gods. They offered sacrifices. They referenced them. They celebrated them. They gave them a round of applause. However, something changed. Reference changed into rage. Respect changed into disrespect. Honor changed into dishonor. Dishonor that almost took the life of Paul. Because that scripture says that Paul was stoned. The people of Lystra went from referencing Paul and Barnabas to rage. This same city where they call Paul and Barnabas Zeus and Paul Amens and Barnabas Zeus. This same city where they offered sacrifices to Paul and Barnabas as if they were gods. This same set of people gathered together to stone Paul to the extent that they thought Paul was dead. They thought Paul was dead. One verse, they were celebrating Paul. The other verse, the story changed. These same people picked up stones and stoned Paul until they thought he was dead. Let us sink in into our head today that no matter what you are doing as human, once you are amongst the people, once you are amongst human, something like this can also happen to us, can happen to you, that people you think are celebrating you can turn against you to want to stone you to death. If the Lord did not intervene in the matter of Paul, Paul would have been killed by the same set of people that offered sacrifices to him. And from this verse, I learned about 3 to 4 things that I will be sharing with us today. And I pray that the Lord will interpret his word to us, that we will have a better understanding that in fulfillment of purpose, we may not be able to shy away from this kind of experience that Paul had. From this, I learned some deep truth, and I want to share it with us today. I pray that the Lord will bless us in the name of the Lord Jesus. Number one thing that I learned from this story, from the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 14, verse 9 to 16, is that I learned that Paul being good to people does not mean they will wish you well. I will repeat myself again. Being good to people does not mean they will wish you well. My brother, my sisters, my mommy and daddies are there. Listen to me and listen very good. Being good to people does not mean people wish you well. A philosopher once said, human beings, we are born nasty, we are born wicked, we are born selfish. So even when you are good to the natural human being, that does not mean they will wish you well. No, forget it. The heart of man is desperately wicked. Who can know it? That is what the Bible says. So when you are good to people, don't think they will wish you well. Don't think they will do good to you back. Nah, no. Don't always expect good from people that you do good to. Don't always expect it. It may not come that way. So the first lesson I learned from this story is that being good to people does not mean they will wish you well, because Paul hid a man, and instead of eternal gratitude, instead of the city of Israel to be eternally grateful to Paul, they got Paul stoned to the extent that he almost died. Thank God for God in his life. Number two lesson that I learned that the same crowd that hails you today can all stones on you tomorrow, can stone you tomorrow. The same crowd that hails you today can also stone you tomorrow. So be very careful. Watch your back. Pray to the Holy Spirit to help you. Pray to God to help you. The same people that hails you today can hail you today can be the one to stone you tomorrow. They hailed Paul. They call Paul the name of their God. Amen. They call Barnabas. They call him Zeus. They offer sacrifices to these two people because they were able to heal someone that has been crippled from birth. However, a verse after, this same set of people wanted to kill him. They even stoned him, not wanted to kill him. They planned on killing him. Yes, they wanted to kill him. But thank God for God that God saved the life of Paul. So number two lesson that I learned is that the same crowd that hails you today can all stones on you tomorrow. Fame, admiration, applause, all of it can flip in a moment. Fame, admiration, applause, celebration, honor, all of this can flip in a moment. All of this can flip in a moment. So we should be very, very careful. Number three lesson is that people often project their expectation onto you, and the moment you fall short, they might turn on you. People often project their expectations onto you. They expect you to do so much for them. They expect you to do this. They expect you to do that. The moment you fail to fulfill that expectation, they might turn on you. They might go against you. They might turn on you. That is just the reality of life. That is just the reality of life. Family will put their expectations on you. Friends will put their expectations on you. The moment you fall short of that expectation, I tell you, this same set of people that celebrate you or that have celebrated in the time past may eventually or might turn on you. Your failure to meet their image of you could become their reason to destroy you. They will tell you, you are no longer useful to them. So let us take him out of it. Let us take him away. Let us take him out, because you are no longer useful to them. So let us be very careful. Number four lesson that I learned is that human beings are easily moved by immediate action, but even quicker to forget it. Human beings are moved by immediate action. These people celebrated Paul and Barnabas. They were moved because Paul and Barnabas were able to heal the man that has been down from birth, that has been crippled from birth, that has been lame from birth. They healed the man, so they moved in that action to celebrate them, to offer sacrifices to them. However, they quickly forget again what Paul and Barnabas had done in their midst, and they stoned them. Stone Paul to the extent that they thought Paul was dead because they wanted to kill him. Eventually, Paul did not die. Thank God for that. So human beings are easily moved by immediate actions, but even quicker to forget it. So today's miracle becomes yesterday's news if it doesn't keep entertaining them. Once you don't keep up the expectation, once you don't keep entertaining them, the miracle you do today will become a news tomorrow, because they will just flip. Everything will just change in a twinkle of an eye. And number five lesson that I learned is that only God can preserve the life of a man when men have made up their mind to harm him. When men have made up their mind to harm a man, only God can keep that man. Only God can keep that man. Only God can keep that man. So it is my prayer that the Lord will keep us away from everyone that has made up their mind to harm us, in the name of the Lord Jesus. But here is the thing. None of this means we should stop doing what we are called to do. Paul and Barnabas did not stop doing what they are called to do. Even after being attacked, even after being stoned, they picked themselves up and they continued preaching. None of this means we should stop doing what we are called to do. Don't stop healing because someone might misunderstand you. No. Don't stop advising because someone might take your advice in a wrong way. Don't stop speaking truth because the crowd might shift. Don't stop speaking the truth because the crowd might shift. Don't stop walking in purpose just because some people might not like the way it shines. Don't ever stop walking in purpose just because some people might not like the way it shines. It is your purpose, it is not their purpose. So if it is shining the way God wants it to shine, not in the way they want it to shine. If God sent you, it will definitely sustain you. If God called you, it will carry you. And if men rise against you, God will raise you above them. God will raise you above them. Once God is the one sending you, once God is the one that called you, when men rise against you, I tell you, God will raise you above them. Acts chapter 14, this passage that we have read today, reminds us that the journey of purpose isn't about public applause. It reminds us that the journey of purpose isn't about public applause, but divine assignment. Divine assignment matters a lot, not public applause. Stay faithful, stay focused, stay fortified in Christ Jesus. That is it for today on the PSD Experience. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and most importantly, live out what you have heard. Live out what you have heard. And the Lord will bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Until next time, I am Stephen Dairo, your host. Keep living with purpose, power, and perspective. God bless you. Amen.